The buyer cannot fancy him, nor the descriptive superlatives to describe what he had done. He looked at that and said, man, look at that. His splendor, his beauty, his honor was in it. Sure was. And he said, I'm going to make me someone to just look after it. He made man. And he said, now I give you everything but that tree. Just that one. Don't even eat from it. For the day that you do that, you're going to die. Your desire for me. Your heart for me. It will be changed. The little short thought, the most short thing creature in the garden, he said, well, he knows that the day you eat of that, you'll become as gods. You'll know the difference between good and evil. And all of you in here are gods. Well, that's wrong. That's right. No, what is wrong and what is right is according to the commands and the laws of Yahweh. You go to the laws of Yahweh. It has nothing to do with your feelings. It has nothing to do with your corrupt ways. It has nothing to do with you raised over here in Mississippi, me raised in New York, or this raised in California, and this one in Gaara. The one raised in Gaara, his thoughts or his philosophy shaped differently than a man that has been raised in wealth and riches. So you go to the law. That's what man did. And Yahweh has not changed that. This corrupt Jezebel, this slut, that's what she has done. She serenaded herself as though she has the oracles of Yahweh, and she's carried around lies and the poisonous of aspirin. Her wine has caused men to become drunkard. They're so inebriated they can't even discern where they are, whether they're going right or wrong. It's your ability to discern. You say, you will know my father loves me because I laid down my life. You don't lay down your life, he doesn't love you. That's the truth. Two twins yet unborn. Yaakov and Esau. Yet he loved Yaakov. And Esau, he hated. He despised him. That's what scripture says. He disliked him. Not man. And he sold his inheritance for nothing. And that's what this world is doing. That's what you're doing. Selling your inheritance for what? A morsel of bread. For nothing. For the pilkery of this world. That's why the mind has to be apart from this world. And there ain't too many minds apart from the world. Because everything is based upon the world. Sales sections. Flesh desire. No. I bought with the price. Don't have nothing to sell. As the old saint who said, I'm bought out. Paid for. I've been already purchased. There's nothing to buy. The only thing I want to buy is truth. And I don't want to sell that. Sell me some truth. Well, what do you have in exchange for your truth? My willingness to obey. To do what you say, Yahweh. And that's the simple truth. My father loved me because I laid down my life that I might take it up again. He said, I want to tell you something. No man take it from me. But I lay it down on myself. I have power to lay it down. That's all right by me. I can rejoice in that. And I have power to take it up again. This commandment, what did he receive it from? From who? From who? He said, I received this from my father. I received the same commandment from my father. Now, you don't take my life. I'll just lay it down. I'll just lay my life down. How could you do it? Because I received the commandment from my father. He was the son. He was the begotten. I'm a begotten son of Yahweh. So I received the same commandment from my father. Go pick it up again. The graves are going to give up the dead. In a moment of a twinkling of an eye. That's all right by me, saints. You imagine those old bodies out there, they're going to get up with the shout or the sound of the Malach of Yahweh. They're going to rise. Sure they are. Complete. No, this is not some mystic gospel. This is the message of eternal life. The truth of Yahweh. That's what this is. So you're going to have to lay it down. You're going to have to crucify your body. You're going to lay down your feelings and your emotions. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. It all must be laid down. You have no love for Yahweh when you can't do that? Look what it says in Yohana chapter 3. I know I'm going back and forward. But why are you doing that? Because His word is a now very present help in the time of trouble. His word is a now words. I was thinking this morning how some of these charlatans today, they take one little scripture from text, and then they talk all around that with nothing to say. That's not how they did it in the house of Yahweh. They had certain things they had to read from the Torah, from the Psalms, and from the prophets. That's why this generation is so twisted and it's thinking its ability to understand. Oh, you don't need that old stuff. That's done away with you. That's a foolish explanation. If that's done away with, then He came to witness that. And He came not to destroy the law and the prophets, but He came to make it full in our hearts, to give us the light and the knowledge of this truth that cannot get through this natural carnal of mind. He opened it up in a way that we can understand. See, that's what He did. And we can walk in it without fearing death. They didn't keep the law, but they were stoned, they were killed. Sure they were. That was not change. It says in chapter 3, verse 33, He that hath received His testimony of Messiah has set to His seal that Yahweh is true. Now when we receive the testimony of Messiah, how can folks receive that testimony, as Yohana was saying, and not receive the testimony? He said, you that receive the testimony of Messiah, that you have said that Yahweh is true. That's what it's saying. You're saying that the witness of Yahweh, it is true in this representation of His authority. It said, for He whom Yahweh has sent, did not Messiah say He was sent of the Father? Speak the words of whom? He speaks the words of Yahweh. For Yahweh giveth him not the Spirit by measure unto him. He didn't have to measure out the Spirit unto Messiah. He just poured it out upon him. He knew what was contained in that body, so He didn't give it by measure. He did not give it by measure unto him. He gave him His Spirit, the fullness of His Spirit. That's what He did. That's why He said, now, see, you see me, and this, I am the fullness of Yahweh's power to you. That's what He was, saints. He was. He did not come to represent His kingdom, but the Father. For the kingdom is one. Just one kingdom. He says, so this power you see in me, it is the representation of the Father. This is the fullness of the Father in this now. In this. Now we see Him in the fullness of the Father's honor and integrity, in the fullness of that great power. Then in the moment we're going to be changed. We're going to see Him as He is. Why? Because we're going to be like Him. We're going to be changed. That we truly began to see Him and the fullness of the power that He represents, then we will be changed. Our hearts truly change. There's a change toward Him. There's a pure love toward Him. He sends judgment at His house. Change the hearts of the people. That's why He's judging us. They ain't no plaything. You can be religious all you want to. You can walk in any kind of religion you want to. But it doesn't bring about a change. What a wonderful change come over you. When you truly see Him. But we have seen all these years, we have seen religion. We have seen traditions and formats and the way things have been done by Granny and Grandpapa. But it wasn't so. It wasn't from the Father. He never ordained it. He says, the Father loveth the Son and hath given all things into His hand. He that believeth on the Son have everlasting life. And he that believeth not the Son shall not see life. Why? But the wrath of Yahweh abideth, live on him. Now Messiah told us what He came to do the Father's will. He told us that the Father loved Him because He do always the things that pleaseth the Father. When you do always, not sometimes, saints. We can always do all things to please the Father. That's why he said, I won't leave you to make those choices in a natural mind, because it will deceive you. I will send you a comforting spirit that even though you feel as though you sense that you're being rejected, and they're saying you're a mad person, you're wrong at what you're doing, there will be a comfort to know that you're walking in the law of Yahweh, and I will give you comfort to your heart. I will look after you. I will make sure, even though that when your mind says that's wrong, that's you should do that, and when I say by my law don't do that, I will you have comforting and obeying me. That's what he has said. He never left you the chance. He didn't do that with Adam. He told him what to do and what not to do. So that is what the comfort does. It comforts us in His truth. It judges us. Let us know that the judgments are right. They're full of truth, saints. We must believe the Son. He came in the Father's name. He came in the authority of the Father. And the power. He did not come in His own authority. He was not sent of Himself. He was sent of the Father. It was integrity of the Father. His expression made. The Word was made flesh. We beheld the power and the anointing of that in the Son of begotten of Yahweh. If it came, no man could have stood His presence. A foul earth will consume it. And by His words, the earth is kept and reserved until the day of judgment. And He couldn't do that. He couldn't do that. So He came in the fullness of that body, in the fullness of Messiah. Here I am. And they still rejected Him. They still rejected the laws. They still rejected the commandments. Can I ask you something? You think that Yahweh says something and it's just good for 10 years or 20 years? That's crazy. And you say He's a God. The world says He's a God. And He said every word that I speak is pure. He doesn't change. So if He changed and the word changed, then He was a deceiver. That's what they call Messiah, the deceiver. And let's make sure. Let's see if He's going to get him out of the grave. I prophesied thousands of years before He came. The words of the prophets, they're not lies. David spoke, Solomon, are those lies? It's the truth. Yahweh is not change. He governs us. And He's going to do that. He has not left you to chance to be by yourself. How do you know? Because you can see the poo-poo you make just now. What do you think you would make if He just left you alone? You see all the mistakes you make? And all the poo-pooing you do? It's wrong. It's not right. He has not ordained a way, one way for me and another way for you. Just one way. He has not ordained a way for the Baptist, therefore you got Baptist. And a way for the apostolic, therefore you got apostolic. One for Lutherans, therefore you got Lutherans. He ordained one way through His Son. Messiah. His commandments, His laws are complete and they're written in our hearts and the inward parts. When a man rejects Him, He will not write His commandments in the man's heart. He will not write His laws in the inward parts. When a man hears those laws, he will adhere to them. He will obey them. He's given Messiah all of authority. Look at the 14th chapter of Yohanan. This is the comforting here. 14, verse 18 down to verse 24. Messiah said, I will not leave you comfortless. He said, look at what he says. How can he say that now? He said, I must leave. Now he said, I will not leave you comfortless. He said, I will come unto you. Now that seems almost contradictory there. How could that be? Because the Spirit, the Father, and the Son is one. It's not this lie that this world has taught us. Now, it's either He told the truth or He told a lie. He said, what does that say on the end of that? I will come or He will come. He said, what? What it says? He said, I will come. He said, a little while and the world see me no more. But ye see me. How is that? Because I live, ye shall live also. Look at this. He said, and at that day ye shall know that I in my Father, I am in my Father. Ye in me and I in you. How do you know you're in him? How do you know the Father's in you? Who can answer that for me? Who can answer that? The Spirit. What Spirit? No kind of Spirit's in here. Huh? Look, you just read down the next verse. It tells you that. That's how smart we are. He says, he that have my commandments and keep them. He is he that loveth me. So don't tell me the lies. The old man answered it right. This is the next verse. This is the next verse. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and I will manifest myself in him. What commandments did he keep? He did always the thing to please the Father. You can't, don't tell me you love God or the Lord or Jesus Christ. No, he, Messiah told us how. You keep his commandments. You do what he says. You will know you love him, not by some feeling. Yeah, all kinds of spirits. There's a black spirit, a white spirit, a Jew spirit. There are all kinds of spirits. And they all got their own form of love. There's only one love. And it's manifested in a man's heart by keeping the commandments and the laws of Yahweh. That's why this trash we call love, I don't want you to love me with it. You must keep his laws. That's just the answer right there. Keeping his commandments. That's the answer. You keep his commandments. That's how the world will know you love him, that you keep his commandments. That you keep the commandments of Almighty Yahweh. You do what he tells you to do. Despite mama, daddy, son, brother, kinsman, you do what he tells you to do. You do that. And they're going to feel this way. Well, that's why I send you the comforter.
Hallelujah,
Lord. He'll comfort you.
Hallelujah.
But dad has forsaken me. That's why I send you the comforter.
Hallelujah.
Mama don't like me. That's why I send you the comforter.
Hallelujah.
Now this trash they call the comforter, this foolish mess, and these whole houses, there's no comforting there.
No.
They're going to do the very same thing after they leave those Jezebel houses. That's what they do. And that's the truth. That's how you know you love him. He that loveth me not, he says, he that loveth, he that have my commandments and keep them, keepeth them, he it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved by my Father. Where did he deny the Father? And all this preaching today, these men call preaching, where? They have denied the Father. Who is this one he called Father? Oh, he's Lord God. Lies. He said, and I will love him, and I will make known myself. I will manifest myself to him, make known myself to him. Look at this serpent of hell. It says, Judas said unto him, not Iscariot, Yeshua, how is it that thou wilt manifest thyself unto us, and not unto the world? How is it that you're going to make yourself known to us, and not the world? He said, if a man loves me, he will keep truly. That should be my commandments, my word. And my Father will love him. And I will come unto him. And I will what? I will make what? Our. Now that means that someone, something else there, huh? He said, I will make our bow with him. He said, he that loveth me not, keepeth not what? You don't keep his commandments. And the word which ye hear, it is my word. He says what? These are not mine, but what? What? Who have what? He said, these words, I said, they're not my words. The Father that has sent me. You sent me as an ambassador. For his laws must be established in the hearts of man. And they must without any doubt at all know that he is the great supreme one. They must know that Yahweh is Yahweh. Yet on the pagan days they will sermon at this. They will not emphasize the truth of what Messiah said. This is a simple truth. And he can take a wayfaring thing like me and cause me to understand this. Don't tell me he cannot open the simple truth up unto his people. There's nothing spectacular about me or you. That's the simple truth. He that loveth me, If a man love me not, he will not keep my words, he will not keep my commandments. And the word which ye have heard is not mine, but the Father which sent me. These are not my words. I have not strived to bring something that is against the commandments of the Father. So how can religion teach something that is against Yahweh's commandments? It has not come from the Father. Anything that goes against the laws and the commandments of Yahweh causes us to be lawless. So it's not ordained of the Father. It is a man-made religion. It is a creeping thing. It's a spirit that has come forth out of the insidious darkness of a man's heart. And he has established a lie. You got folks that will follow anything. He told those disciples, come follow me. Come follow me. That was the beginning of his ministry. I don't believe he had gone to the synagogue and began to reprove the priests and the rabbis. That's why he had to pray all night before he chose them. Yahweh said that when it was not him choosing, it was Yahweh. Yahweh knows the heart of man. He knows every man. And so I said, there's the one right there. Careful. Which one? Right there, the one with the net. Then, come follow me. Thomas said, him? Sardius, yeah, follow me. He did not allow anything to be made of the judgment of any kind of fleshly judgment. He prayed all night long because he knew what he had to do that next day. He knew what he had to do. He had to. And then the last one of them, the Father, who chose you before the foundation of the world? You were chosen. He had preordained this. So was Kepha. So was Saul. To bear his name. To suffer much amongst the Gentiles. Rejection and death. And this is a Gentile spirit of the earth today. There's a filthy, heathen, lying spirit today in the midst of the earth. The scripture tells us in the 7th chapter of the same book of Yohana, 7:14. It says, now about the midst of the feast, Yahushua went up to the house of Yahweh and he talked. And the Yodims, the Jews, they marvel, saying, how knoweth this man letters, having never learned? So that I don't have been taught at the feet of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. How can he have such precise knowledge? They said the letter now. That's why the letter killeth. The Spirit brings the life and the power of Yahweh, the man. How could this man know the letter? They knew everyone that had the scholarly mind. How could this man never been taught, but yet he knows? Yahushua answered them and said, he said, what? Read those two words right there. My what? So the man said, doctrine is not important. He's a liar. He's a pervert of hell. He said, my doctrine. He said, my doctrine is not mine, but whose? But here's that what? He said, this doctrine I'm preaching is not my doctrine. He said, that doctrine you got, it's the doctrine of the Sadducees. You all have corrupted that. He said, but this doctrine that I preach, it is not my doctrine. You better hear that. This way of life, the way you walk, is not my way. He said, it's not my doctrine. But him that sent me. So if a man tells you doctrine is important, he's a liar. Doctrine is important. We need doctrine. He said, my doctrine... That's what he said. My doctrine, or this doctrine, my doctrine is not mine, but him that sent me. Look what he tells us now. If any man will what? Do what? He said, all the things that the Father command me to do, I do them. I do always the things that please the Father. I do. So if any man do his will, he shall know what? He shall know this doctrine. See, that's why men don't know his doctrine today. Because they're not doing his will. That's the truth. You're going to reject me. That's all right. I believe in it for my soul. As we were reminded, the man of Yahweh, he is a watchman. So he watched what your soul is fed. You know, you have someone on a diet, you say, you can't eat that. It's no good for you. Don't they get upset when you tell them that? You're watching someone on a diet. You say, you can't have that big piece of pie. What's wrong with that? I haven't had it in a week. It's not good for you. Put it down. They get antsy. Get upset. Don't you sit here like hypocrites on me. I've gone that route. Here's the truth. Full of hypocrisy. Well, I want to have. No, you don't want my help. Tell you, you can't eat that. Sulati. You don't need that in this time of the night. And at this time of the day, we don't need these false doctrines and lies. Well, I'm going to burn it off. No, you're not going to burn that off. Put it down. Now, you that have experienced that, you know I'm telling the truth. I'm telling you the truth. You don't want nobody to tell you that. You get highly perturbed. And then when they tell you, you don't want me to help you, I want you to help me, they put it down. Well, I'm just going to eat this last one. Then when you do that, you know what it does? It opens up the door for another one. And the next one. And another one. And you never get back on that road again. Say what you will. And that is the truth. That is the truth. He says in verse 17, if any man would do his will, now the Father's will, he shall know of the doctrine, but he shall know this doctrine, whether it be of Yahweh or whether I speak of myself. But if I does the will of the Father, he will know whether I'm a false, a charlatan, liar. We don't judge it that way. We do it on our feelings and our expressions. Oh, I don't think Pastor Robert said that right. I don't think that's right. Well, if you do the will of the Father, you will know the doctrine when I preach, whether it's of your way or something that has been conjured by my own deceivable, corrupt, wicked flesh. Am I going to spiritually judge all things? He has the ability to discern and to know. He doesn't even care whether a man judges him or not. Why? As we were told, why? Because he has taken out that beam out of his own eye. He has eradicated himself from that beam, and he sees clearly how to help a man. If there are no men like that, we're all in trouble. If there are not someone like that, we're woeful people. Someone must be able to judge and speak the laws of righteousness. If not, then we're woeful people. We're lost on our way to hell without any help. That's just the truth. Why? Because Messiah said he, before he ascended, he descended. And he gave gifts. He either or he did not. If any man does his will, he will know this doctrine, whether it's of Yahweh or whether it's of myself. He that speaketh of himself seeketh his own honor, his own exalted place. But he that seeketh the honor that sent him, the same is true. He said, I seek the honor of the one that sent me. It has nothing to do with you. He said, you ought to know that that's true. And no unrighteousness is in him. No sin, no lies, no corruption. He says in you, but it's not in me. I say that emphatically. Get the beam out of your own eye. Then thou can see clearly how to help a brother. That's what it says. He said, did not Moshe give you the law? Did he not give them the law? And yet all of you all. Come on, saints. Does it say that in that text? You say? It says what? It says what? You sure says that? It says it here too. It says that none of you keepeth the law. Why go ye about to kill me? He said, you ought to believe Moshe, you ought to believe me. Because he prophesied of me. He wrote of me. He told of me. He said he gave you the law, and you don't even keep the law. That's the truth. He has given us the spirit of life of the law. We don't even keep that. We keep our own sinful ways in time. Is that the will of Yahweh? There will only be a few saints that are actually going to make it into the kingdom. You don't have to believe that. But that's the truth. It's not going to be this tremendous collection of people like we think it is. Only a few. Few that be that find it. And you don't find, it's just a few. And what a man finds is he sells everything for this. He goes back to his house, he's selling all this. I found the field. The piece of land, that's where we're going to stay. Don't never have to leave it. I'm in him. That's what he does. And that is the pure word of Yahweh. Look at the 8th chapter of Yohanan. Chapter 8. Very intimate, descriptive rendition of truth in this entire book. It says in chapter 8, verse 21. Then said Yahshua again unto them, he said, I go my way. Ye shall seek me. And he said, you're going to die in your sins. Wherever I go, is that not profound? You can't come. You tell me, he said to people, you cannot come. He said, you cannot come. Then said to him, the Jews, will he kill himself? Because he said, whether I go, ye cannot come. He said unto them, you are from beneath. You're earthly. You're fleshly. He said, I am from above. Ye are of this world. You're corrupt. I am not of this world. Why? For if any man love the world, then the love of the Father is not in that man. And he didn't love the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world is the love of the flesh. The lust of your eyes and the pride of life. These things are not of Yahweh. And all of them shall pass. He said, I want to tell you something in verse 24. I said therefore unto you that ye shall, a confirmation there, die in your sins. For if ye believe not that I am he, ye shall die in your sins. Then they said unto him, who art thou? Joshua said unto them, even the same that I said unto you from the beginning. In the beginning was Yahweh. He said, who I said where I was in the beginning? Well, how did they know the beginning? They had to go to the Torah. They had to go to Genesis. The Reshite. That's where they had to go. Find out the beginning. He said, I have many things to say unto you. He said, I have many things to say and to judge of you. But he that sent me is true. And I speak to the world those things which I have what? So he had to hear everything. He that hath ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the assemblies. And this is a generation that hath no ear. He said, I speak all the things I've heard of him. They understood that he spoke of the Father. They understood what? They understood not that he spake to them of the Father. And so many today, they don't understand the Father. You speak of the Father, men don't understand that. That's why they get vehemently upset and they protest. And that's why they protested against Messiah. That's all he talked about, his Father. He talked about the Father. For the Father seeketh such. For the Father seeketh such to worship him in spirit. The Father seeketh. The Father seeketh such. And the spirit of his laws and the righteousness of his laws in spirit. His law is truth. He said, for the one that sent me is truth. He did not give the laws unto Moshe. Moshe, he gave the laws to them. Were they not true? They're not a law today. Even in the 21st century, as they say. It's still the truth. There is no law in them. Turn to the 12th chapter. Verse 44. Yohanan chapter 12, verse 44. Look what he says, 12:44. Yahshua cried and said, he, listen to this, that believeth on me, believeth on me. What is that? You see what this trust they call Christendom has done? This is what he says. He that believeth on me. Now, if you believe on me, believeth not on me. What he said, it's not me, but on him that sent me. That's what he said. That's what he said. That's what he said. And the doctors have twisted this. He said, now you that believe on me, well, if you don't believe on Jesus, he said, if you believe on me, you don't believe on me. It's not me, but it's the one that sent me. That is the one that you believe on. That is the one you trust. He came to bring the restoration of worship unto the Father, that Yahweh may be extolled. That's what he did. I don't care what these line apostolics. They can run around there, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. They're full of lies and trash. He came to restore that honor unto the Father. He said, now you believe on me. Now listen to what I'm saying. Now, he said, I know you believe on me, but it ain't me now. But it's the one that sent me. That's what he was trying to get the attention to. Back into the place, into the realm of the Spirit where it should have been. And that's what these religious doctrines have done. It brought the mind, brought the mind down to a carnal state, a carnal thinking. Well, if service doesn't go like the apostolics, it's not right. If it doesn't go like the Baptists, the way they do it, I've been raised in the Baptist tradition, so you kind of gravitate a little above that. Look for things that you're familiar with in your flesh. And that's what we have done. The ways of Yahweh are far from your flesh. His ways are above, our ways are beneath. And so you got to come up to His ways, understand His how far above His ways are above our ways. And that's just the truth. He said, you believe on me, it's not me. What he said, it's not me now. It's the one that sent me who you believe on. Can we not understand that? I believe little Aaron there with the, he just butted. I believe he can believe that. And he that seeth me, seeth him that sent me. Don't tell me you see him and you can't see the Father. He said, I am come a light into the world, that whosoever believeth on me should not abide in darkness. So I want to tell you something. If any man hear my words and believe not, he said, I judge him not. For I came not to judge the world, but to save. He that rejecteth me and receive not my words hath one that what? That judges him. The words that I have spoken unto you, or the words that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day. For I have spoken. He said what? Are you sure, saints? He said, for I have not spoken of myself, but who? That's who he spoke of. He said, I'm not spoken to myself. These religious whores today. He says, no, I'm not spoken to me. I spoke, but the Father who sent me. He gave me what? A what? What I should say and what I should what? So he was commanding what he should say and what he should speak. By who? The Father. The Father. The Father. He gave him commandments what he should speak and what he should say. He gave him commandments who? The Father. It's corruption in this world today. Men reject the Father. You reject the Father, you don't even know the Son. You can't even know the Son unless the Father draw you unto Him. And He is not Lord, He is not God, He has a name. And He's not some religious icon. He's your way. And in that name is Him. His power, His Son, His might, salvation, Spirit, His truth. No beginning or no end. He is. And there's no one else like Him. You know, Messiah said, if you abide in my word, and my word abide in you, you shall ask anything. And that is something. If we truly have His word abiding in us, and we abide in His word, we shall ask anything. And He said, it shall be done. It shall be done. Why? Because everything pleases Father. When we ask in that name, we know it's the name of the Father, and to bless the Father. It has nothing to do with us, saints. It all has to do with Him. He did not come on His own. He was sent of the Father. I want to close here from the Torah, Deuteronomy, from scriptures in Acts, as they will preach by Kephar. You can believe it or receive it. You can reject it or acknowledge it. It is still the truth. My prayer to Yahweh is that He raise up a man of great anointing, and that is the strength of His laws in that man. And when He began to speak to this people, His house, they will know. They will, His house. That is the thing they said to Moses. Who made you? Who given you the power? That's what they say today. What seminary did you graduate from? What school did you attend? Your grammar. Is that proper? No, the spirit is proper. Because it's all about the law. It walks under the laws and the commands of Yahweh. And look at what scripture says in Deuteronomy. Chapter 4, verse 12. And Yahweh spake unto you out of the midst of the fire. Ye heard the voice of the words. But you saw no form and no similitude. Only heard his voice. And he declared unto you his what? Covenant. That's what he did, Yisrael, which he commanded you to perform or to follow. He commanded the Messiah to perform what he had commanded him to do. That was a covenant. So he said he commanded you to follow even 10 commandments, and he wrote them upon the table of stones. Yahweh commanded me at that time. He commanded Moshe. He commanded me at that time to do what? Teach you statutes and judgment, that ye may do them in the land whithersoever you go over to possess it. When you go over the river Jordan, you do what I command you to do. Now look at what he tells them to do right here in verse 15. He said, take ye therefore good heed unto Moshe. We don't do that, do we? He said, take heed unto yourself. For ye saw no manner of similitude on that day. You didn't see no form. Now, he said, now listen to me. Now take heed to yourself. For what you're going to do, you're going to make a God. He said, you didn't see nothing now. I didn't show you myself in no way that you can go out here and form something or make something. He said, you saw no similitude on that day that Yahweh spake unto you in Horeb out of the midst of the fire. Lest ye corrupt yourselves and make a graven image or a god, the similitude of any figure or likeness of male or female. So that let me know that a god or a goddess can be a male or female. You can say what you want to. When Moshe talked to them, he said, you're going to make a god. He told them that gods are made in the shape of males or females, the likeness of any beast or animal that is of the earth. There are gods made in all of them. What kind of gods did they make? They made a golden calf. The likeness of any winged fowl that flies in the air. The likeness of anything that creepeth on the ground. The likeness of any fish that is in the water or beneath the earth. And they have gods of all forms of every description that Yahweh say, don't make them. Greek mythology, Egyptology, have all kinds of gods. He said, don't make them because I didn't show you myself because I didn't want you to do that. Verse 19. He said, lest you lift up thy eyes to the sky or the heavens, and when thou seest the sun and the moon and the stars, even all the hosts of the heavens, should it be driven to worship them. Did not he say he was going to give them over to the hosts of the heavens to worship those things? And that's what Yahweh has done. He's given them over to why? Because they will not retain Yahweh in their knowledge. They did not want to retain his commandments, his laws. He said, and serve them which Yahweh thy father had divided unto all nations under the whole earth. And the very same words were prophetically uttered in the book of Acts. Chapter 7, verse 35. It says, Acts 7, 35. This Moshe, whom they or you refuse, saying, who made thee a ruler or a judge? Did they not know Yahweh made him a ruler and a judge? He said, the same did Yahweh send to be a ruler and a deliverer by the hand of the Malak, which appeared unto him in the bush. He brought them out after that he had showed wonders and signs in the land of Egypt and in the Red Sea and in the wilderness 40 years. This is that Moshe which said unto the children of Israel, a prophet, shall Yahweh your father raise up unto you of your brethren, like unto him. He said, now him ye shall hear, him shall ye hear. This is he that was in the assembly in the wilderness, with the Malach which spake to him in the Mount Sinai, with our fathers who received the lively oracles given unto us. They were lively oracles. His laws are lively oracles. We have the oracles of Yahweh. Lively oracles given unto us. Verse 39 and verse 40. To whom our fathers did obey. And your fathers haven't obeyed either. Whom our fathers will not obey. But they thrust him from them. Lies, Pastor Roberts, I don't want to hear what you're saying. They thrust Moshe. And in their hearts turned back again to Egypt. And they all turned back to Egypt. He said they turned back to Egypt. Saying unto Aaron, make us what? That's what he said, gods. So that lets me know there are more than one God. He said, make us gods to what? Go before us. For as for this Moshe, which brought us out of the land of Egypt, the man that was our deliverer, we were not what is become of him. We don't even know what happened to him. Let him go on. That's what they're saying to Messiah today. This one that brought us out of Egypt, brought us into the wilderness, we don't know what happened to him. He said he was going back to sit on the right hand of the Father. We don't know what's happened to him. He's not doing nothing in this hour. That's what this wicked world is saying. This religious whore, prostituting herself or arraying herself like some pristine thing. She's a filthy, vile Jezebel. Her spirit is filthy. We don't know what happened to this Moshe. What he gave unto us, we don't know. Make us some gods. We want to be like the Romans. And that's what this nation has done. It's going back to the way of the Romans. Eros, Jupiter, Mars. The gods. And that's why the nation have gods. The black god, the white god, the Jew god, the Mexican god, the rich god, the poor god. They all have gods. They did not say make us a god. They say make us some gods. Give us some of that. Give us some beings that will lead us. Something that's made you fools. Yahweh has no beginning and no end. He is Yahweh. Self-existent. What was before him? Self-existent. He existed. Before existing, he existed. That's why he is Yahweh. And he spoke in a tongue that we couldn't know that Yahweh, self, me. David declared, beside you there are no mighty one. There are no Elohims. No one. But they declared, make me a God. Why? I say to you, as scripture shows me, anything is a God. And that's why man today, he has declared himself a God. That's why they have all kinds of theories, evolution, evolution, because they know what is good and evil. That's why Yahweh had to go down with Babel and confound the language. Because Yahweh said, this thing they began to do, they ain't nothing gonna stop them. He confounded them. That's what he did. He confounded them. He confounded them. And this thing that man has begun to do, they're gonna make them a God. And he's gonna set in the place of Yahweh. And then they're gonna bow and worship him. Yes, they are. And he said, I want to bring him just to that place. And then his wrath and his hell and his terror is going to come up and down upon a wicked people. Now, when I mean worship, they're going to submit their hearts to all to them. And we've seen examples of that in the book of, in the Old Covenant. Yisrael, to Molech, Mokama. And their hearts are going to be given all to the laws of obedience. And there's only one law that his government is going to be predicated upon. One law. One law. Can I tell you? Will you believe me? To blaspheme the name of Yahweh. That's the strength of his government. He's going to blaspheme that name. That name. They will not have the spirit. And they're going to blaspheme that name. May Yahweh give us knowledge, strength, peace, to show Lord in this hour. For you're going to need it. For those that believe not on the Son of Yahweh, the wrath of Yahweh abideth. Live it on them. Utibi said, I looked at the wicked. I seen their prospering. What they had. It almost fell. Why? Because I didn't think that Yahweh was going to judge them. You just saw the wicked spring forth of the great green bay tree. Seemed as though they never had an end. Seemed like they get rich and fat. Yet they have an end. And that's the truth. That's what we need to keep our eyes on Him. Turn our eyes upon Messiah. Look upon His wonderful face. And the things of the earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His anointing in your eyes. Turn your eyes upon Messiah. Look upon His wonderful face. And the things of this earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His soon coming. He's coming. And I believe that. I trust that. It's either that this is the truth today or it's a lie. I stand on what Scripture says. It is the truth. Man, whether it's been done through his devious neglect or his purpose to deceive the mind, Yahweh has allowed the spirit of His truth to stand. Even in the corrupt world, we have people that are sincere and that loves the Father and that know the doctrine. That's why we have so many doctrines. That's why we have so many doctrines. That's why there's so many doctrines, because they don't know. They don't have the commandments of Yahweh. That's His doctrine, His commandments. And everything His commandments are found. You find all doctrine. Doctrine of baptism, marriage, sanctification, purification, cleanliness, everything. And what we have been taught through this transition period that, well, no, He did away with that. No, He brought light to it. The eyes were blinded. What He came to do, to anoint our eyes with eyesight, that we could see. That's what Messiah did. He was was He not the anointed one, the one of Yahweh? So that's what He came to do. He came to anoint our eyes. May He bless you. Give you peace and strength. Press on in the faith, saints. He's coming. I believe that. I'm not troubled about anything. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I am blessed. I'm full of His richness. Got brothers and sisters. Some are weak, some are strong, some need a little help. But I'm not sad. I got all that I need. All that I need is in Messiah. He satisfies. Joy He supplies. Life would be worthless without Him. All things in Messiah I find peace and contentment. I'm content. What do you have? Him. I don't need no other riches. I found the great pearl. I couldn't buy this with everything I had. With all what we put in this little piece of land, we still couldn't buy this pearl. Couldn't buy it. I just receive His truth. So I find everything in Him. When I'm down, I can get up in Him. When I'm sad, I can get happy in Him. Why? Because He tell me, just rejoice. How do I do that? He said, just rejoice. That's what I do. Let the weak say I am strong. Let the poor say I am rich. Because of what Yahweh has done for me. And now, let the weak say I am strong. Let the poor say I am rich. Have more than enough. I have more than enough. I want thee all on this journey to make it on in. That's all I want. I just want enough oil. I just want enough oil to see the light. That's all. That's all. And once I see the light, one thing about light, you can walk through a place that is dark. But if you keep your eyes on the light, I don't care if you fall, that's the light. I don't care if you're a gully right there. You know there's a light. You get through the gully, you're going for the light. I don't care how dark the darkness is. The slither of light, you can see it. You may fall down. You may hurt yourself, but your hope is that there's light. You may break a bone, but you say, that's all right. If I can get to the light, there's comfort there. And that's all I want to do. That's it. I want to get into the city, Jerusalem, the new city. And that's the light of Yahweh's honor, His power, His name is in the city. That's not going to be Baal. It's not going to be Jesus. It's not going to be Lord. It's not going to be God. There shall be one name. Yahweh. And the Son says, I will have a name, a new name, that will extol the great finished works of this great King, that He has done it all. Hallelujah. And so I don't care what the doctrines of men say. I don't care how they reject me. I really don't. I don't care about that. For Him I stand. And for Him I will die. Nothing else. May Yahweh bless you. Give you strength and peace in your hearts. Press on, saints. For the hour is near. Sooner than what it was when we first believed. Now we just really start believing. You just believe this hour. You didn't believe yesterday. Because you walk in your sins, your rebelliousness, and corruption. That's why we need to hear the words of faith. And they be refreshed. That's why our mind should always be on Him. That's why we must search the scriptures. Search them diligently. We must do that. We haven't fulfilled that commandment. 5 talents, 3, and 1. One said, I knew that thou was a hard man. I knew that thou was an austere man. So I took what you gave me and I hid it. He said, you wicked and slothful, evil servant. He said, take that from him. Give it to the one that's got fire. You cast them out of darkness, where there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. He called him a wicked and a slothful servant. I want him to say to me, well done, my faithful servant. I don't want to hear that. So whatever little talent he gives me, I will exalt him with that. If you're sweeping the floor, I'd rather be a gatekeeper in the house of Yahweh. Oh. What if it is? I'll use it. So if it's a preach, I will do it. Stream, hollow, makes no difference. I'm not offended about what man thinks or how he feels. I don't care about those things. May Yahweh bless you. Keep you all encouraged. May He bless you today, brothers and sisters. But be strong in the faith. Yahweh bless you. Let's stand to our feet. See you, brother. Hallelujah. Stand to our feet. Good to see you, Elder Crawford. Had to see you. I said, oh, man, I hope he makes it. Always good to see you. Bless you. Hallelujah. Father, in all things we bless you. We thank you today. Bless your people. Go with us. Give us strength and peace, I pray, in Messiah's name. Touch every saint. Thank you for all things. Comfort and rest in Messiah's name. Hallelujah. Bless you all. Hallelujah.